You know what? It sucks to be bored. But when I get on my phone and play real casino games on SpinQuest.com, the time flies by. That two-hour wait at the DMV seems like 10 minutes. Play your favorite slots, live blackjack, live craps, with a live dealer. New players, $30 coin packs are on sale for 10 bucks. Play SpinQuest.com and you'll never be bored again.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Some days you just want to amplify your everyday look. Like when you want the look of false lashes without the extra effort. Reach for Thrive Cosmetics Liquid Lash Volumizer Mascara. Or when you want all eyes on your smile, keep Empower Gloss Ultra Glossy Lip Serum in your bag. It's a burst of 24-hour hydration that smooths like a serum, shines like a gloss, and can be worn sheer or layered. You'll always look and feel your best with Thrive Cosmetics. Plus, every product is 100% vegan, cruelty-free, and made with clean, skin-loving ingredients that work with your skin, not against it. Amplify your everyday. Go to thrivecosmetics.com/shine26 for an exclusive offer of 20% off your first order. That's Thrive Cosmetics, CAUSEMETICS.com/shine26.
It's the Burt Show.
All right, so let me tell you guys about Friday night.
Okay.
So I went to go see Tyler Perry's show at the Fox.
Oh, cool. Mm-hmm.
Big Happy Family.
Big Happy Family. I got to tell you guys, normally when I go to the theater, I'm in there 20 minutes and I'm looking at my watch.
The theater.
I got to get out of there. Mm-hmm. I just have ADD. I'm not a big musical guy. For me, if everything were done in 20-minute blocks, I'd be fine. This show was 3 hours long.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow.
3 hours long. Started at 8 o'clock and ended up at 11 o'clock.
Wow.
And it's mostly because Tyler Perry is improv-ing. Like, he stops everything that's going on the stage, talks to the audience, and then makes everybody get back in the scene.
Mm-hmm.
And then at times, Tyler will sort of like give you a life message, and then he goes back in the scene. I want to tell you guys something. It is the most fun I have ever had in a theater.
Really?
Really?
Ever in my life. It was the best show I have ever seen. Melissa saw it on Thursday mm-hmm. night, so I went on Friday night.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't need me to sell him tickets. It's sold out. In fact, I think it's gone.
Yeah.
The 18th, well, I think, is the last day.
Yeah, mm-hmm. and it's all sold out. So
it's all sold out. If it ever comes back here with Tyler in it, you have got to go see this thing. I was laughing at things I didn't even know what they were saying on stage and I was laughing about. But Melissa was right. It becomes almost like this church-like experience mm-hmm. where the laughter is a little bit louder at a Tyler Perry show than it is at a non-Tyler Perry show. And there's a little more interaction going on between the cast and Tyler and mm-hmm. the audience. Dude, it was so funny.
Mm-hmm. It was great. It was
awesome.
A great show.
Fantastic.
That's one of those shows you leave and you're just in a better mood that carries you through several days.
Totally.
Because you've had so much fun. You've been laughing so much.
Tyler Perry is a mood changer.
That's
absolutely
awesome.
Okay.
That's incredible. You guys both were raving about this thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's fantastic. Well, he's such a bigger than life character. Here's the thing that you can tell about Tyler is when he's Madea and he's dressed up like that woman and he's bigger than life on stage. First, he's got heels on. He's already 6'5".
He's a huge dude.
And he's loud and he's funny and he just commands the stage and he's bigger than the stage. But at the end of it, he leaves and he comes back and he's Tyler Perry. He's out of his clothes, his onstage clothes, and he's Tyler. And you can tell that the dude is humble and
soft-spoken
and I don't want to say uncomfortable on stage because he was never uncomfortable, but you could tell that that character is bigger than his real personality
is. Yeah, he was a slight bit awkward. Now, I don't know whether mm-hmm. it's because at the end, he was just thanking the crowd and explaining about his mother's death, and that inspired him to write mm-hmm. this particular play. And so maybe that was because he was talking about something that was very vulnerable to him. Maybe that's why he had this kind of mm-hmm, awkwardness about
maybe.
Him. But it could be that just in that, you know, because we've known people like that before, that even on a smaller level, that when they're in public, it's one thing, you turn it on and you're able to kind of get that energy out. But when you're one-on-one, just yourself, you know, he's a little shyer, I think, you know,
I think
one-on-one.
So. I think so. Hey, good morning, Karma. You're on Q100.
Hey, Bert.
Hey, Karma.
I went Thursday night, the opening show,
mm-hmm.
and when it was over, I couldn't even talk because I laughed so hard. And I cried, I laughed, and mm-hmm. it was just fantastic. And we sat on the second row. So
nice.
That was the first time I've ever sat up that close to one of his plays, and it was just great.
I just have never sat in an audience where they break character like Tyler does, and he's just so funny, and then he demands everybody to get back in the scene because the characters on stage have no idea what Tyler's going to do next,
yeah.
But it's hilarious.
And then when Katie and I went, and I love the theater, so we go all the time, and one of the things I try to explain to her, this is not like a movie theater where we can walk in after it's already started,
mm-hmm.
because there's some plays that will not allow you into the show until there's a break in the scene because it distracts the actors on stage. I said, and especially with the Medea, you know, I don't know what's going to happen if we're late. And
yeah.
we were toward the front too. And so we got in our seats on time, but somebody in the front row didn't get to their seats on time on Thursday night.
Uh-oh.
And Medea called them out.
Yes.
So
same.
So it was hilarious.
I thought it was very interesting that all the white people were in their chairs by 7:30
yeah.
and there was only like 10 of us, but we were there by 7:30 waiting for it to start. Black people still coming in at 8:10, 8:15, and Tyler is ripping on them as
ripping
they come
on
in. Right?
Oh, yes. I don't know
awesome.
What 8 o'clock is to you, but 8 o'clock to me is 8 o'clock.
8 o'clock.
I mean, it was
yeah.
hilarious.
Hilarious.
Yeah.
Really funny.
Awesome.
So Tyler had a party at his house on Friday night. It was the 100th. It was a celebration of the 100th showing, and I got an invite to it.
Oh, cool.
Oh really?
Wow.
Awesome.
That's awesome.
There was less than 100 people, and they asked me if I wanted to swing by and hang out with Tyler and a bunch of his friends and stuff like that.
Cool.
So Stacy and I said, yeah. So we ended up over at Tyler Perry's house on Friday night.
What does
awesome.
His house look like, dude?
I tried for two or three times this weekend telling people what his house looks like, and I can't come up with a description for it for you because it's the biggest home I've ever been in my life.
Really?
It's about 45,000 square feet, I'm assuming.
Damn.
And it sits by itself on a road. He said he loves his isolation because we spent some time with him. This wasn't come on into my house and just go over there and eat and drink and I'm not going to show up. He came up to Stacy and I, and we probably talked on two different times for about 10 minutes both times.
Mate.
And he is just as humble. He's as humble as it gets. He really is so appreciative of everything that he has, and you don't feel like it's an act at all. But this home is...
The home itself is not humble.
No.
Well, the man who lives in it is.
The next time he's in, he'll tell you the history of that property and why it was so important to him.
Oh, neat.
After a while to get that property, because there are some racial undertones there that made him really want that property very, very much.
Interesting.
But it's about a 45,000-foot square home, and it is... decorated impeccably, man. I mean, it is the most beautiful. Everything is marble. They're gold toilets, man.
Wow.
I don't know if it's real gold, but the toilets are gold in there. They're beautiful.
Tyler's like, why are you saying it's not real gold, dude? What is it about me that you don't think it's real gold?
It is just beautiful. I mean, this is a huge Olympic-sized swimming pool. He's got tennis courts. It's just...
Wow.
It was amazing. And I get to hang out with the guy, and he's just seriously as humble a guy as I've ever met in my life. Just so thankful by what he has and is as nice as it gets. So it was just amazing.
Very cool.
Who else was at the party?
There's nobody I really knew. There was another DJ there that I knew that I hung out with for a little bit, but outside of that, there was less than 100 people. There was a lot of people from the cast.
Okay.
And probably some of their friends also, but it wasn't like this big public, come to Tyler Perry's house type deal. It was a real honor to be there, and I was in awe all night.
Cool.
And the only thing that I'll report back to you guys is seriously, like, this guy's the real deal. He so appreciates everything that he has in his life, and his real-life personality is nothing like Medea. I mean, it couldn't be any further from Medea, you know? So if it ever comes by again and he's in it, I would definitely check it out if I were y'all. Definitely.
Here, Bert Show.
What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and you know what's more American than America's 250th birthday? Supporting American-owned companies like SpinQuest. America's number one social casino with over 1,000 games like Live Dealer Blackjack and Craps. They're offering new users a $30 coin package for just $10. Go to SpinQuest.com and sign up today.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
The Bert Show.
So Wendy's dating Antichrist. Is not back yet, so we can't even put this on him yet.
No.
But let's try to redefine this again. For the new Bert Show listener, Jen Hobby, what is a dating antichrist?
Basically, this is the person that you're so in love with, you lose yourself, they treat you badly, you don't care, you go back to them anyway. At some point, you're wailing, crying over them. you just, it's not a good relationship, but you keep going back to it. And you mistake the roller coaster of emotion that you're going through for this person being a real love, and that's what real love feels like. But really, it's just because they're a jerk and they keep treating you like crap, and that's why it's a roller coaster.
And it's that gravitational pull. Like, you know that it's not good for you. Mm-hmm. You know it's not going to end well. You know that you guys are going to get in a fight within 24 hours of getting back together again, or he or she is going to do something so nasty to you. It can't end well, mm-hmm. but that's what makes it the dating antichrist, because it defies logic. You just keep going back time and time again.
Well, it's like a drug. The person's like a drug, and I agree with Jen. It's like you're not in love with them. You think you are, but you're really not.
You are,
you're in a low part of your life, and you need something like a crutch to lean on. And so the highs that they give you, because these are the people that can give you the best dates and say the best things and give you the best gifts, but the payoff is, it just like with drugs, the withdrawal. Once you're out of mm-hmm. that high, it is the worst low you could experience.
So if you're a long-term Burt Show listener, you know when Wendy first started the show, she was in the middle of like breaking up with this guy, and it was really ugly. A lot of you guys have gone through these kind of relationships before also, where this dude was like verbally abusive, and she'd come in here crying one day and ripping on him, and then the next day she was back with him, and she's crying again. She's like, just please leave me alone. I'm going to change my phone number in this. I mean, it was a pretty emotional couple of weeks. Mm-hmm. And finally, dude, the relationship is over, because basically he's just not in the picture anymore. He moved away.
Well, yeah, I've been removed from him for 2 years. So we haven't been together for 2 years. The breakup's been 2 years ago. So mm-hmm. there's no direct contact with mm-hmm. him anymore. I've completely cut him out. But yeah, I found out a couple of weeks ago that he is going to be back in town within a month or two.
He's moving back to town, or he's just here for a little stop and he's moving on his way?
He's moving back to town.
Moving back to town.
So in a month or two. I don't know when. I don't know what time. I just heard that information through a mutual friend. But over the weekend, I indirectly still care about what he thinks I look like and how I look.
We need to just define this part, because this was like a large part of your world with him, is that he used to make you feel crap about how you looked and your weight and everything, right?
Yeah, I started on diet pills when I was with him, actually, because I just felt fat. He would always pick at my side and pick at like my thighs, and I mean, just very insecure. He would go to the gym all the time, worked out every day of the week.
What do you mean, pick at your sides? Like, he would pinch
my sides. Like,
and what would he say?
He's just like, oh, what's that? And just like little comments like that.
I could do that one time to Stacey.
Oh my God.
One time.
You would be like the guy missing one.
I'd be knocked out.
You'd be the one ball guy.
Berries, yeah.
No, but he worked out all the time, and he had friends that worked out all the time. So yeah, I was very
insecure.
And didn't
he tell you about the girls in the gym?
Of course, all the time. I would hear about how good they looked and how they were always on the treadmill working out, and I never went to that gym, so I just stayed home a lot, because I lost a lot of friends. I lost my family and the whole relationship. I lost a lot of people that I'm just now getting back. So yeah, it's been a long time trying to build my self-esteem back up, and it's definitely not back up, even close to being back up. But no, over the weekend, I indirectly still care about what he thinks, because I went out to a club on Friday night with one of my friends, just going out. But at this club, I knew there was a mutual friend of ours, a guy friend of ours, that speaks to him more than he speaks to me. And this guy friend I haven't seen for a while, and I knew he was going to be there that night. So picking out my outfit and doing my hair, putting on the right jewelry, the right shoes, mm-hmm. took me a lot longer. When I say I can get ready in 30 minutes, I'm like not one of these girls who primps in the mirror a lot. It took me 2 hours to find something awesome to wear, to make sure my boobs looked good. I looked really thin and tan. I went to lengths to make sure I looked good.
Because you were dating for the Antichrist, because you know this guy would give a scouting report?
Yes.
Yeah, that's real right there. Wow.
I wanted to make sure that when he saw me, he thought I looked good enough to go back and tell my ex-boyfriend that I looked amazing, like that he would want me back. I don't know why.
That's normal.
But in hopes of, okay, let's just look at
but
it.
But in hopes of what? It's more of like it's kind of like the way you can flip him the middle finger, right?
Kind of.
Like, you're not wanting him to go back and report like, oh, Wendy looks so good, because you want to get back with him. It's more right. like that Wendy looks so good, like, I can't believe you're such a loser and you're not with her anymore, kind of thing. Like,
but he's closer friends with the ex than he is close to me.
That's what I'm saying. Like, mm-hmm. what message did you want to get sent? That you looked really good.
And that you would regret treating me like crap. And
exactly. So I think that it's okay that it's a big middle finger.
I don't think so.
As long as
it's, you know,
I got love and respect for you, but I don't think you're strong enough to play that game. Like, what? I don't think that you are strong enough to play the game that you're playing with this guy, even though he doesn't know you're playing it. Like, you want the word to get back to him that you're looking all good. Okay, mm-hmm. So he's going to hear that. So when he comes back, he's going to want to contact you. If you were strong and you had really moved on and you had fallen in love with somebody else, or the slate was clean, I say, great game playing, fine, do what you want to do. But I think that you're still weak, that when he calls, I think you're sort of baiting him into a bad relationship again, a bad situation with you. Am I explaining
yes.
that right?
I see what you're saying.
You're not strong enough to handle it. If he gets word, what Bert's saying is, if he gets word of how great you look, right, and mm-hmm. then calls you as soon as and says, "Hey, I hear you look great. I think everything's cool. Let's go out and have dinner." You're not strong enough to say "F you,"
and then you're going to be in a bad situation.
I don't think I would say yes to dinner at all. I don't even think I would say even answering a phone call.
Would you talk to him if he came up to you in a bar?
No, I'd want him to see me. I wouldn't want him to talk to me.
But I'm trying to figure out.
You wouldn't want him to. If he did, would you talk back?
I don't know.
See, I think that we're in the middle ground, because I agree with Jen. That's normal. I mean, I think anybody wants to look good if they see their ex in a club. Mm-hmm. You know,
their ex's friends.
Sure. Yeah, I mean, I think that's normal behavior. It is that middle ground, though.
And if you accidentally see them, she's saying she dressed up for them.
No, I've done that before, too.
No.
When
yeah.
you know, that's normal. When you know your ex's friends are going to be there mm-hmm. and that there's a potential report back, you want to look really good. To me, it's the big middle finger. Mm-hmm. Like,
but I think
look how, you know, like, oh, saw your ex. She's looking really, really good. That's the message that you want to get back. But I think don't think that's what Wendy's doing.
I think Wendy's at a disadvantage because she hasn't had boyfriends since then, like really mm-hmm. serious boyfriend since this guy. I think that this would be normal behavior if this was, you know, Joe Schmo that she had dated last year mm-hmm. and that she saw his friends. I just think that I'm trying to interpret how dangerous this is for her, because she really hasn't had a serious boyfriend mm-hmm. since Antichrist.
And you told us the last time we talked about him, there's a small part of you still attached to this guy. Like, if he meant nothing to you, I mentioned his name and it was just like any other name, fine, do what you want. But I think this game you're playing is going to bring him back to you, and you're going to end up making a very tough decision. And I don't think you're strong enough to make the right decision yet.
I mean, you might be right. I don't know. He's still kind of a crutch. You know, he was that crutch for me for however long, almost 2 years. And then being 2 years removed and nothing serious, it just kind of sucks, you know?
Do I have permission to call you Fiji? If you go back to him. Because I will.
No, I won't do that.
Hey, Katie, good morning. You're on Q100.
Hey, I just wanted to say that, Wendy, you're a strong girl, and you don't need this crap in your life. You need to find that one guy that's not going to find every single flaw within you, because this guy's going to find any flaw possible.
This guy has no idea how to unconditionally love you.
Mm-hmm. She knows this, but she's still yep. With a woman's emotions, it doesn't, you can say everything in the world, but as long as there's any kind of feeling there, it doesn't matter.
Okay, so what do you do then? Okay, so here's the reality of it, is that she still has a grain of concern for this guy. She still has some kind of love for him. So what do you do then?
It's like the whole drug addiction thing. I said it's up to Wendy to decide she doesn't want it anymore. I mean, my Antichrist, years ago, I slammed the door in her face, and I knew. And it's weird to say, but this was like, God, this was like when I was 24, and I remember that I was eating dinner. She randomly showed up to my house. I slammed the door in her face, and I went back to dinner. And I thought to myself, I'm actually still eating after slamming the door in her face, and I don't care. And that's when I knew I was over. And then it never once, you know, I've seen her since and talked to her and had no problem with it.
And if you weren't ready for that, you would have slammed the door and then said, oh my God, I made her feel
bad.
Correct.
I would have not let her leave. And so I think that it somehow Wendy's got to figure out when her moment of I'm done with this, and you're not there yet.
I wish I could say with 100% confidence I didn't want him. Like, I didn't want to see him, or I didn't want to talk to him, but I can't say with 100% confidence. I could say with 95% confidence that I don't want to, but there's always mm-hmm. that little.
Well, that 5%. 95 goes down to about 40% once you do actually see him.
Yeah, that's true.
Here's Antonio.
And then the minute you talk to him, down to 20%.
Right. Mm-hmm. Hey, Antonio, good morning. You're on The Bert Show.
Hey, guys, good morning. I just want to say to Wendy that, baby, now that I have gotten to know you, you are a very strong woman. And no matter what, you know, I'm very proud of you, and I know that you're going to go through this, and it's no problem, okay? I understand totally when guys come and hurt you so bad. It's so hard to get rid of all that, but you're looking so good, and you're doing a very good job.
Antonio.
Hey, I want to get his number and call him for advice randomly.
I know.
It seems so wise coming from him.
Wendy and I had a brief talk about this the last time we talked about it on the air, and here's what I think Wendy needs. Is I think Wendy needs wins in her in the self-esteem category.
Mm-hmm.
Little wins that build her security.
Mm-hmm.
And I think handling this situation correctly could really be a huge win for you in you really finding some inner peace and love in yourself.
Well, let's all hope she's not the first name drawn when Bobby Cox gets thrown out.
You know what I'm saying? Is that too deep? Does that sound corny?
No, I think so.
Well, I feel comfortable in the Morse suit because I'm covered up. You can't see me.
But see, I think that Wendy does get a lot of little wins. She just doesn't put them in her win category.
Like what?
Like her dancing with Antonio and kicking butt on that Dancing with the Stars thing and looking amazing on the video and having a gajillion votes on the website. Mm-hmm. I think all of that's there to boost your confidence. It's you've got to accept it.
Yeah. I mean,
it and believe it and believe that you're worth it and believe that you're way worth more than this guy.
And I wish I could have that feeling all the time, but I don't. Honestly, I don't. I don't have that feeling all the time. Doing the bikini contest, I had it for a moment, but I don't feel that every day.
I think the problem with a dating antichrist is you're embarrassed at how you behave so much
mm-hmm.
that you think you can never get over it because it's this constant wanting to try to fix it. It's like this mm-hmm. this mouse in the wheel that you're spinning, mm-hmm. thinking you're going to improve upon it. Just let it go, and eventually you'll forget about mm-hmm. it. You know, because I think that especially with women, I don't know, and guys too maybe, we all are inner perfectionists and we don't want to fail,
mm-hmm.
and that seems like a failure when a relationship, we allow ourselves to be bad in a relationship, but just let it go. I mean, it happened. Fine, done.
This,
you know?
This to me falls under the same umbrella as you not feeling valued enough to go and ask for a raise.
Yeah.
You don't feel valued enough to say to this guy when he comes up to you that I'm just too good for you. I'm not going to put up with this anymore. I think those are where the wins come
mm-hmm.
for you, you know?
Yeah. I mean, you're right.
You put up
Antonio
billboards.
Sees it. We see it. No, you have to see it.
Love me, Antonio. Just love me.
The Burt Show.
Happy birthday, America. It's time to celebrate and play your favorite Las Vegas casino games by American-owned SpinQuest.com. What's better than fireworks and American pie? Hitting a blackjack in the palm of your hand, and you won't lose your fingers. Over 1,000 games, including slots and live dealers, and $30 coin packs are on sale for $10. SpinQuest.com. Buy American players for American players.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Burt Show.
You know, we were talking about superficial resolutions last year, and we really haven't talked about them too much, like, this year, have we?
Not superficial ones,
I've got one that has sort of been in the back of my head for a long time now, but this year I'm going to do something about it. And when a story like this comes out, it reminds me that this is something I really want to get good at.
Okay.
And that's being naked. I'm serious.
Oh, right.
I'm totally serious, man. For no real reason, man. I think I'm just one of those families where, like, everybody kept their clothes on and, like, nudity wasn't dirty. It was just we never did it.
Well, not too many families walk around naked in the house, but...
Yeah, I think that's extreme.
What do you mean?
For families mm-hmm. to be nude?
Oh, I don't know. Check this out. 404-741-Q100. Wait till you hear this. Oh, yeah.
Wait, what?
Oh, yeah.
I know. I grew up with a... neighbors who are nude family.
Oh, yeah, man.
And it was totally like...
Totally normal for mom and dad and kids and everybody to walk around naked?
We've taken calls from like adult women that said that their father still walk around the house naked when they go to visit.
The only people I know that are like that have parents that are European.
Or you like live out in Northern California somewhere.
No, literally. Like
literally.
My friends who have parents who were born in Europe. Are the ones who walk around naked, but other than that, I don't know anybody.
I mean, like my parents would change. They never got naked. They had no problem changing. Like their bedroom door might be open, and they're changing clothes for something. And so there, maybe that was the message that it's no big deal to you know your body's no big deal. They didn't like lock the door to change their clothes or anything.
Everybody this in family? Here can walk around your house naked, no problem, and be comfortable.
Yes.
Like, who's over?
Like just you. I mean, just you, or even just you and Jessica.
The only thing that weirds me out is I've been trapped upstairs naked because if somebody comes to the front door, then
that would be a little awkward.
It's not funny. There's the only way downstairs is right into the front of the house, which is all windows.
Mm-hmm.
And there's actually been a time where I've been in my office and Jessica yells, do you have any laundry? And the laundry that I have is the clothes that I'm wearing. And I've thrown them over the edge and she's thrown them in the washer. And then the doorbell rings.
Ooh, and then you're trapped.
And I'm upstairs. And not only am I trapped, I'm in my office, which is like a, type thing. So, and you can't even run across because then you look like a streaker. And that's
awesome.
Hey, I know it's going to sound like a weird 911 call, but I'm at a guy's door, and the dad from Family Guy is upstairs running around naked.
There is a display at the Museum of Modern Art right now that's just nothing but naked people.
Oh, I saw that.
It's called the Marina Abramovich. The artist is present, and it shows live nude performers facing each other in a narrow doorway, so people are this close to each other, nude.
Oh, I saw this.
Looking at each
yes.
other while
and you have to pass between them.
You've got to pass between them in some cases. My goal, seriously, this year would be at some point this year I would like to be naked somewhere in public.
I'll do it with you.
Just I'll handle this one. I got this. I'm gonna go solo on this one. But I don't know the baby steps to wean myself up to it. Like, I think baby step one, I am not even comfortable in my home with only my family around naked.
I think that's the first step.
Even really I would not want to be in my house walking around naked.
Even by yourself.
By myself. That's how kind of freaky it is.
Because that may be the first baby step.
And it's not a body conscious thing because I'm comfortable with my body. I really am. Mm-hmm. I just don't know. It's just really... I feel so naked.
I think that you need to do it as, like, this week, at some point this week, you need to, even if it's just in your bedroom at your house, for 1 hour, just be naked.
Sit on the couch naked?
On the computer, sit on the couch, watch TV, lie on the bed, take a nap, whatever it is you do, for 1 hour, by yourself, no kids around, because that might freak you out, but just by yourself, just be naked.
Well, have you guys been online before just naked?
Yes.
I mean, you're not necessarily
online.
You work at your computer naked.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Really? Yeah.
If anything, I'd have like boxers on.
Can I?
No.
You want to be traumatized?
Uh-oh. You've emailed Bert naked.
Most mornings when...
I love this.
You may want to put your shirt down
Seizing.
Over... Yeah. Here we go, tent man. Most mornings when I email you later in the morning, I'm probably naked. Because I take my BlackBerry, I sit at my computer. As soon as I get up, I go to my computer, do some work. Mm-hmm. Then I go into the bathroom, and anybody who writes me back, I've just gotten out of the shower, and I love to brush my teeth naked and look at myself in the mirror. So that's...
Say that.
Hey, Kristen, good morning. You're on Q100. Hey.
I grew up, my dad was totally comfortable being naked all the time and still is at 67. I don't know why. He just, it's never been an issue for him.
And well, at now as an adult and you as an adult, because we've taken these calls before where grandpa will still walk around naked in the house when the grandkids are there and his kids are there as well.
Yeah, he does. And it's awkward for me as an adult because, you look at it and you go, oh, Lord, he put some pants on. But, it's something I've lived with my whole life, and it doesn't faze any of us, really. It's just like, oh, God, here he comes.
I think when you have that around you all the time, you're fine with it. Like, if Stacy and I even are just in the same room together alone, I mean, we're not intimate. Intimate, I got zero problem naked at all. But if we're just standing in the room together naked, I'm insecure.
Will you get out?
Isn't that weird?
Would you get out of the shower and walk into, because I'm assuming that your bathroom... Your master bathroom is attached to your bedroom. Master bedroom, right?
Yes.
So let's say she's lying on the bed watching TV or reading a book or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
You get out of the shower and you don't like the clothes that you've brought into the bathroom with you.
Mm-hmm.
Will you walk into the master bedroom because the shorts that you were wearing are sitting on the edge of the bed naked? Or do you have the towel around you?
Towel around.
Really?
I know.
And when you said, do you guys ever sleep naked, you and Stacey?
I will from time to time, yeah.
Sleeping
naked
doesn't
bother
me. That's maybe a good step.
It's really weird. It's almost like a phobia.
If you were going to sleep naked, would you go from the shower to the bed? Or would you have a towel around you and then strip real quick and get under the covers?
I wouldn't. That would not be the reason why I would sleep naked.
Oh.
Oh.
Like you wouldn't
like
see
if you finish doing something, then you would probably
asleep.
Not get dressed.
You fell
I'm
asleep.
Out and I wake up the next morning.
That doesn't count.
I think but I would never purposely
sleep naked. Yeah.
Hey,
do you wear bathrobes around the house? And if yes, will you describe them?
I'll tweet today. Good morning, Sarah. You're on Q100. Hey.
Hey, Kurt, I just wanted to tell you, I'm on the same exact page that you are because I feel the same way. And I'm not insecure about the way I look. I just don't like being naked.
It's just weird. So vulnerable like that. And
no, it is. And I mean, I don't know. I like the way it feels to have clothes on. And I've tried to sleep naked. People are like, oh, it feels so freeing. You'll love it. And I give it a shot and it's, I'm miserable, and I wake up and I'm like sweating, and I hate it.
Yeah, this is going to be the year. My goal this year.
Sweating.
How do you wake up sweaty if you're naked?
And you don't wake up sweaty when you have clothes on?
Well, because she's all freaked out.
Oh, okay.
Oh, nervous.
If I sleep naked, generally I'll have a dream or a nightmare that I'm in some public place and I'm naked also. And everybody's laughing or looking or I'm really,
really
awkward.
Really?
Wow.
Yeah. So this year my goal would be like, I want to go to like a nudist camp, even if it's for just an hour at some point where they don't know me.
We got to build you up to that.
Too.
Yeah.
That's like graduation day.
One hour this week.
You've got to spend it
naked.
Regular routine, but it's naked.
Yep.
Right.
Okay.
Like during the entertainment buzz. From the 7 o'clock entertainment buzz to the 8 o'clock entertainment buzz, you're completely naked.
Let's do it.
We will see you. No, it's not.
The Bird Show.
Third Love makes bras that actually fit, so they know this. If your bra feels uncomfortable, the problem isn't your body, it's your bra. Third Love designs for comfort first. Soft fabrics, support that doesn't dig, pinch, or slip. Bras that feel good and look good under everything you wear. Shop Third Love and explore over 60 sizes, including AA through H, and half cup sizes you won't find anywhere else. Get $15 off your first purchase at thirdlove.com with code PODCAST15.
Normally in these ads, you'd expect someone like me to ask you to buy something. But I want to ask you to do something different. I'm Dave Farenthold, and I'm a reporter for the New York Times. I'm an investigative reporter, which means that I follow the money, inside of government and outside of government. The point of my job is to find things people are trying to hide. It involves talking to lots of people. It involves looking through lots and lots of documents. And if there weren't folks like me to go beyond the surface to understand who is really shaping what the government does, the public will be left in the dark about what the government's doing with your tax money, what the government's doing to you through regulations and spending. If you're like me and you think this kind of journalism is important, seek out a news source that does firsthand, fact-based reporting. If that's the New York Times, thank you. If that's your local paper, that's great too, because where you get your information matters.
Out at McDonald's, te puedes llevar un $5 McChicken meal deal o un $6 McDouble meal deal. Así, hay algo para todos. Llévate más por tu dinero con tu meal deal. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. Solo por tiempo limitado. Precios y participación pueden variar. Precios con entrega pueden ser más altos.
The Bird Show.
All right, so I think I have a question to ask today that we will not get one call on.
Okay.
Okay? Because the playing field is going to be set so high slash low for this question that I don't think that it can be beat today.
Okay.
All right, so first I'll give out the phone number, 404-741-Q100. And this is based on a story in Jen Hobby's Entertainment Buzz this morning.
Yes, Shane Lamas is her name. She is the winner of The Bachelor. She is the daughter of Lorenzo Lamas. Well, she decided to go get her party on in Vegas and actually got married in less than 24 hours from meeting the dude. It's this dude who runs this online, like, gossipy celebrity website called TheDirty.com. So the guy who runs that, I was trying to pull up his name right now.
Nick Ritchie.
What is it?
Nick Ritchie.
Nick Ritchie. So she meets Nick Ritchie. They're in Vegas. They go to the little white wedding chapel, and they tie the knot. They met less than 24 hours before they got married.
Okay, who can beat that record? Who listening right now can beat 24 hours? Today, I think we finally got a winner, okay? 404-741-Q100. So you meet each other. It's chemistry. It's fantastic. There would also have to be timing involved in this because they were in Vegas at the right time, right? At the same time, they were in Vegas, and that's why they could get married within 24 hours.
Yeah.
So who listening got married from eyesight to I do in less than 24 hours?
How could you do that? I mean, and
Wow, Bert. You know what?
Take you're on a roll today.
Can I go?
We got the rest of the show. Get out of here.
Yeah, you're done.
It's because I'm only on Tylenol today.
Unless you are absolutely wasted, alcohol, drugs, whatever. How could you do it? How could you really do it? Like Britney Spears, when she went and did that, it was with her childhood friend, Jason Alexander. They had known each other all growing up. Mm-hmm. They were having a party weekend, but they had known each other a long time. So I can see how you get swept up in that moment. Like, oh, I always had a crush on you my whole life. Like, let's just do this mm-hmm. and get married. And I trust you and you knew me before I was famous. And you can see how Britney Spears would have gotten kind of like swept up in the moment or the emotion of it. Dumb decision. Yes, they annulled it later, whatever. Sure. But still, you could see that. But they just met, like at the bar, like, hey, baby, can I buy you a vodka tonic? And then married.
And the chemistry was so strong. By the way, no calls. I think we're going to do it today. It's really not what I thought it would be. It's really pretty boring, actually.
I do.
Boy, it's too bad that it's worked. It's really pretty bad radio. Don't you think that?
How many times, you should see how many times you can work in from eyesight to I do just to make something good come out of this.
Right.
Do you think that when they met each other, it was sort of like, yeah, there's something here, but let's go get married. And we know that, I mean, we're in Vegas. We can get this thing annulled tomorrow if we really want to.
Yeah, I guess they could, but why would you even do it if you were thinking about annulling it? You would really have to be like swept up in the moment of,
or
like,
just like rebellion, this fun. Is it. You know, we're in Vegas. Screw it. Mm-hmm. You know,
let's go for it. I think we got it.
Yeah, I wonder if they wake up the next day.
Wait, there's one.
Hold on, one call.
There's one. There's two. There's three.
And now there's two.
Hi, Bird Show.
Hi, Bieber Fever. Will you play a song for me?
There's only
one. Can you tell Justin Bieber to follow me on Twitter?
It's only one more to go.
Can I get tickets to Nickelback Show?
Save that from Jeff.
Hey! I really love you, Bird Show. Did you give away the $1,000? Bird, I saw you on Fox 5 last night.
And it's gone!
Fail!
We failed!
We went from eyesight to I do to I failed.
Bird Show, Q100.
Hey, The Bird Show.
What's up, everybody? It's Bretzky, and America is turning 250. And I can't think of a better way to celebrate that than playing on an American-owned social casino, SpinQuest.com. With all of your favorite games, live craps, bubble craps, live blackjack, there's no better place to play for free and win real cash prizes. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.